Welcome to AgriVisions, a program of First Dakota National Bank. I'm Michelle Rook with Nate Francine, President of the Agribusiness Division. Nate, the Fed just met and left interest rates unchanged, but what did Chairman Powell say afterwards about the future of where interest rates are headed next?
Yeah, I think Chairman Powell was very clear that he thinks the odds of them needing to raise rates further at some point is very, very low. But then he did follow that up also to say, as long as the data continues to be strong, like it is today, around the strength of our economy, inflationary numbers, you know, they don't have a lot of incentive to go down right away either. So I think we're probably going to stay here longer. Hopefully we won't go up, but, you know, the speed in which we may go down is probably going to be slower than many were anticipating.
So how should farmers manage their rate exposure?
It's a great question. And, you know, it's a volatile environment we're in, so there's a lot of unknowns. So it's not an exact answer. But I would say this, if you're holding out expecting rates to go way back down again to where we were 2 years ago, I don't think that's a very smart bet. You know, where we were 2 years ago was all-time low. And we shouldn't expect we're going back to all-time lows. I expect when the Fed does move rates down, whenever that begins to take place, we'll go down some, but we will not go down to the point of where we came from. The other thing I would say that farmers need to be thinking about is on the long end, the yield curve, meaning 10-year rates, 15-year rates, 20-year rates, 30-year rates, I wouldn't be expecting those to go way, way down either. Matter of fact, you could make the argument that those rates may be about where they're going to settle in. Just because we're in an inverted yield curve, meaning short-term rates are higher than long-term rates, that's not normal. I expect we'll get back to a point where long-term rates are higher than short-term rates at some point in time, which means, you know, those long-term rates may be settling in where they're at or even going up a little bit over time. Just be careful of what you're betting on long-term. Lock in what you can today. Our banking team will help you adjust into other environments if they present themselves.
Thanks for the overview, Nate Francine, First Dakota National Bank, with today's AgriVisions.